Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. As the director of UNC School of Government's Criminal Justice Innovation Lab, Jesse Smith educates stakeholders about how the criminal justice system works and brings them together to develop reforms to ensure the system is fair and effective for all of North Carolina's citizens.
The stakeholders attending Professor Smith's lab include professionals who intersect with the criminal justice system.
The Criminal Justice Innovation Lab supports stakeholders in their efforts to promote a fair and effective criminal justice system, public safety, and economic prosperity. And we do our work in three primary ways. We educate stakeholders about the issues that are important to them. We work with them and help them come to consensus solutions to solve the problems that are facing their communities. Sometimes we also help with implementation. And then we follow up on the back end with empirical evaluation so that they can measure the impact of their efforts. They can see if they're getting the criminal justice metrics that they're looking for and also whether they're creating unintended consequences from their actions. The stakeholders that the lab works with are broad and incredibly inclusive. They include a host of other folks that come in contact with the criminal justice system, mental health care providers, people who run services for folks that may be experiencing homelessness, individuals who are impacted by the system, both defendants and victims. We try to have all of our projects be as engaged and multi-stakeholder as possible. So in the ideal world, the gold standard project has all those folks in it. The lab is strategically focused on front-end issues. And when I say front-end of the justice system, what I'm talking about are the issues that impact who enters the system in the first place and sometimes how they enter it. So front-end issues include bail, policing, and overcriminalization. We're also interested in back-end issues that feed right back into the front-end, that if not handled correctly, kind of create a revolving door of people exiting the system and coming right back in. Those issues include second-chance hiring for people who've been involved in the system, or effective reentry programs so that people can become productive members of society as opposed to continue on a path that's just going to cycle them right through the justice system. All of that should add up to better public safety, economic prosperity, and better lives for all North Carolinians.
The bail system, both in North Carolina and beyond, has become a priority subject for stakeholders.
They're concerned that the system isn't giving them the kind of public safety results that they want. It's largely a money-based system. So let's take a couple of examples of what that means. Let's take John. He's a serial rapist, the worst, most dangerous person that investigators have seen in years. And everyone is concerned about what he might do if he's released from jail. And the judge sets an enormous bond with the idea of keeping him incarcerated pretrial. He sets a $5 million bond. But John is involved in the venture capital world, and he has a lot of money. And he can bond out, and he can continue whatever his preferred activities are. That means that incredibly dangerous people who have money can get out. At the same time, that means people who may not be dangerous, but simply don't have money, end up in jail. Let's take Mary, for example. She's a single mom. She has two kids under five, and she works at the local home improvement store. She lives paycheck to paycheck. It's getting to the end of the month, and she's running short on gas money. Short on gas money to take her kids to daycare and to get to work. So she makes a really bad decision. She goes to the gas station, and she pumps $10 worth of gas, and she drives off. An officer's there. He arrests her. She has committed a crime of larceny of a motor fuel. The magistrate sets a $500 bond. She can't pay that bond. She didn't even have $10 for the gas, so she ends up sitting in jail. But in many places in North Carolina, she can sit in jail for weeks until she first sees a judge. She probably lost her job. Remember, she had two little kids, so probably social services took them. She's eventually going to get out. This is a relatively minor crime. She's got no prior record. No one is saying she shouldn't be responsible for that. But when people commit low-level, nonviolent crimes, when they're not a risk of flight, when they don't present a risk to public danger like Mary, do we want to keep the Marys incarcerated while we're letting other really dangerous people out? And those are just two examples at the extremes that really highlight the kind of problems that stakeholders are seeing in the system.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.